Hi, my name is Stacy Santos.
My name is Roman Mokov.
And today we are going to talk about Will's decision on whether he should get revenge or not.
What?
Okay, so I think that Will will not get revenge. Like, I feel like he will back out. That's what I think, because every time, like, in the book, he talks about, or like every time he talks to people, like to dead people, like his friends and stuff like that, they always like tell him stories, and he always gets like scared, or he doesn't freak out. It's just like, I don't know, like he feels some type of way that makes him not want to do what he wants to do. Like, he doesn't want to, I don't think he wants to stick to his plan on getting revenge, because I don't think he wants this, like, I don't think he wants to end up like his friends, basically. His friends and family. What do you think, Roman?
I think that Will won't get his revenge on Riggs, because, like, I think originally he was really trying to get revenge. He was really mad, and he was trying to follow those three rules that are, like, made for that hood and stuff like that. But after he found his gun and, like, went into the elevator and talked to all those ghosts, all his family and his friends, all that died from, like, shootings, he, like, especially realized that he doesn't want to do it. But I think, like, later on in life, like, people realize that, like, revenge isn't really worth it, because it could hurt them. Because a lot of teenagers, like, they really don't have anything to live for and stuff like that. So they do, like, crazy dumb stuff. But when they get older, they have, like, a family and a house and a job and stuff like that. And if something goes wrong, or they get in trouble or die, like, their family is at risk. So is their job and their money and all that stuff.
And their family also get affected by their death, or, like, whatever happens to them, yeah, because they care about him.
Yeah, obviously, they're going to be sad. But if you go to jail, they're going to have to visit you and give you money, and your family's probably going to go into poverty, because you're probably the only one that's making money, unless your wife has a job, but you're probably the main income of money, because the dad is always one of the most important people, and without, like, dads, like, kids will be different, like, because dads raise up their kids and all that stuff. And after Will talked to his dead dad in the elevator, he, like, realized that he doesn't want to get revenge, because his dad put the gun up to his head and, like, told him, like, this is going to happen, but they're actually going to fire the bullet. And, like, just I think his dad was the biggest, like plot change in his revenge, because obviously he probably doesn't want to die that early.
Yeah, also I think that, like, it was building up because of all the stories that they were telling him, and he just is it really worth it? Is it really worth my life taken away? Stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, I think he, like, came to realize that. Well, basically, everyone changes their mind. And so, like, after him hearing all the stories, he realized that it's not worth it. It's not worth his life.
Yeah. In the article, like, parent. In the article, like, parent, like, child, the enduring influence of family, it says, doing things differently than our parents have done, and by repeating that again and again, we're creating new pathways. I think this article relates to the book, because after Will met his dad in the elevator, he really realized that, he doesn't want to get revenge, and he doesn't want to die and end up, like, I like him, because
yeah, his, like, dad, he could be different.
Yeah, he could make a whole different pathway, and
he can stop the cycle from.
Yeah, and then I think his dad is, like, a big influence on him, because he obviously died from like shooting the wrong person and someone getting revenge on him. Mm-hmm. It's like a whole pain, and, like, I don't think Will wants to do that after talking to his dad, because his dad went through it. What do you think?
Yeah, and also I found on the article Revenge, Will You Feel Better? Is they tend to trivialize the event by telling themselves that because they didn't act on their vengeful feelings, it wasn't a big deal, then it's easier to forget it and move on. And I think that relates to the novel, because on page 227, his father was pointing the gun at his head and started re and he started to realize that he wouldn't want to get revenge.
Yeah, because like obviously like people don't want guns getting pointed at their head because they feel like they're gonna die, you know?
Yeah, and like we said, he wants to end the cycle. He doesn't want to be like his dad. Well, he obviously looks up to his dad and his family, but he doesn't want to end up like them. Like he
He
knows he
wants to
has
be
a,
different. He could
yeah.
be a completely different person and make a different pathway.
He
And he
knows
could also
who.
like be like and he could also be like a leader for a bunch of other fuck, a leader for a bunch of other kids and stuff like that, so they won't get revenge and die later on in life.
Yeah, and he knows he has a long life ahead of him, so like he doesn't want to waste it. So like yeah. And also on the same article, we also found both groups thought revenge would be sweet, but their own reported feelings showed that revenge made them less happy. So like what this is based this is like relates to the novel, because Will wants revenge, but like is he really gonna be happy at the end of it? Like is he gonna feel good or is he gonna feel worse? In my opinion, I think he's not gonna feel good about it, because like he's gonna relive the pain, and like he's gonna always think about
And end
like
up
when
being
he
like his brother.
yeah when he thinks of when he does the revenge, he's gonna think about the what they did to him. So he's like basically reliving it.
Yeah, and also I think that if he gets revenge, he's not gonna be able to to sleep and be like at peace with himself, because he's gonna be scared because he knows that someone's gonna come for him from you know, Riggs gang squad, whatever, you know, because right now like he's at peace, I guess, but after he kills him, he's gonna just be waiting, like for the person to come and kill him and stuff like that, or for the police. He's just gonna be super scared.
Yeah, another important quote from the same article is, when you are thinking about revenge, it usually means you believe trust has been broken. And that completely goes with the novel, because on page 297, it talks about how Will breaks down like into tears. It says the tears were coming, which shows how hurt he was and tired of holding everything in.
Yeah.
So yeah, he was like, I guess he wanted relief. I mean, I guess he wanted revenge to like relieve all the pain he had, but I feel like it's not gonna help him.
I think he's like, after talking to everyone in the elevator, that he knew that it was like really like something bad was going to happen to him, and that's why he like bailed out. Well, I think he's going to bail out. I have no
Yeah.
idea.
Another topic that we found that's important is like if Will's gonna end up like his parents. And to be honest, I don't think he's gonna end up like his parents. I feel like he's gonna break the cycle and finally be different. He's tired of following all the rules and stuff. And yeah, what do you think, Roman?
I don't think he's gonna end up like his parents because like obviously his dad got killed and his mom is like really like has a disease and stuff like that. But yeah.
I feel like he wants to be different, because he wants to like live a good life and be different than everyone else. Like he doesn't want to end up like his dead family and friends. Like he has a long life ahead of him, like I said before, and he doesn't want to waste it all on
Getting revenge and following those three rules.
yeah, because if he gets revenge, either way, they're gonna get revenge on him too. So
Or
like
even if they don't get revenge, like the police is gonna come,
yeah,
or
like
just
arrest him or
after.
do
Okay,
something.
there's like no good outcome after revenge
Yeah, that's true.
in this scenario.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Yeah, so either way, there's gonna be something bad that's gonna happen to him after he gets his revenge.
Yeah. I think Will, after talking to like all his dead friends and family in the elevator, is gonna like create a new way in his area. Oh, obviously, like not everyone's gonna follow it because there's still gonna be those people that like are gang related and stuff. But I think like his current friends and like his current family, like his mom or whatever, like his friends from school, like if he just like stops and doesn't get like get revenge, a lot of people are gonna see that it's not worth it.
Mm-hmm.
And that, and they're gonna be like, oh, you know, like Will didn't get revenge, so we're not gonna get revenge because Will is obviously like living happily, like happy right now.
Yeah,
like and they will no be one's able coming to... for him, and he's at peace and stuff.
Yeah, they'll be able to see that, like if he makes a change. At first they'll be like, oh, like what the heck, like why didn't you like get revenge?
Yeah, and then
but then
they'd realize.
Then they'll realize that, oh, he's like he's living at peace, that he's living happy.
There's nothing to worry about.
Mm-hmm. So like once he does something, like his friends will follow. What, like once they see that he's doing good and nothing's going, like nothing's bad happening to him.
Yeah, and like a lot of people like don't want bad for themselves, but just because of these rules, they always like, hold on.
But yeah, like I don't think he'll end up like his parents because of all the stuff he went through and everything he sees. Like, I don't think that's what he wants. Like, he realized, oh, I don't want this to be my life either.
Yeah, and, like, oh, I don't know.
So, yeah. I think, yeah, so I think that he's not going to end up like his parents. And he won't get revenge because he doesn't want to be like his parents. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, even though he's, like, breaking the rules and, like, breaking, like,
he's going to start a new pathway.
Yeah, he's going to start a new pathway. And it's going to be a good pathway because everyone's going to, like, he's going to be happy. And then everyone's going to see that he's happy. So they're going to, like be like him.
Yeah, and obviously, like, people don't want to be, like in danger and, like, super scared about living even. So, and I think people just get, like, peer pressured into, like getting revenge.
I feel like it's that. You get peer pressure because of the friends you have, like
yeah.
The people you hang out with.
Yeah.
Like if he hanged out like with other people, like with nice, like smart people, like things would be different.
Yeah, and then like obviously, like I said, people don't want to be living in like gore and stuff like that, like being like super scared about everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think people would follow Will's pathway because he didn't get revenge. And why would they need to get revenge? So they could just live in peace.
Yeah.